It's the Matt Hutter Morning Show on 97.9 The Box. And this weekend, you got to go check out the James Brown story. The movie is called Get On Up, and the star of the movie, Chadwick Boseman, is on the phone line. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm feeling good this morning.
I feel good.
That's right.
Hey, you know, before we really get deep into this thing, man, let me just say I had a chance to see the movie. If you don't get something, I'm going to really be pissed off, man. You played the hell. I'm serious as a heart attack. You just don't know. I'm a huge James Brown fan. I didn't want to over-expect anything with this movie, man. What I thought James Brown was, I think you captured it so well. You played this role so well. When you can look at a person playing somebody else and you start to believe they are who they are acting like, the job has been done well. And I just thought it was awesome. When the movie went off, everybody was clapping. I mean, you captured it so well. Did somebody tell you, or did you watch so much tape where you just felt that you could capture this person's personality?
I definitely watched tape, man. I definitely watched tape, but definitely, you know, read as much as I had time to read about him, man. You know, I just got up in the morning and got into his music and danced, man. That's what we did.
How long did it take you to get down the dance steps?
Well, we started in September of last year, and we started filming in November. So I had 2 months.
You a dancer by nature, or?
Nah. I'm not a professional dancer. I'm not a trained dancer. But the choreographer / coach Akmon Jones, AJ, he was amazing, and he believed he could show me how to do it, and he believed that. I actually trusted him more than I trusted myself to a certain degree.
you did that, man. You really did. How'd they cast you for this movie in the first place?
You know, there were rumblings about me doing it amongst several different people. They sent the script to my manager, and my manager tried to give it to me. I said, no way. Anywhere in the world I'm trying that. That's crazy. Like, nobody should try that. Nobody. You know, I had a conversation with Tay Taylor, the director, and he was like Muhammad Ali, the way he talked about it. He was like, we're going to do this. I see a really different way of shooting this than other biopics. And so he got me interested. I came in. I read for it. We did some camera tests with dancing and the wigs and all that stuff. And once I saw the test, I was just like, yeah, let's try it. So it sort of happened that way. It wasn't a process of me chasing it down. It actually chased me.
You. Were you frightened after the project got underway about the undertaking of the role?
The whole time. You know, like 2 weeks into it, I was like, this is crazy, because I was sore.
I know you were.
Body was aching, and I was like, this is crazy. Like, I might have made a mistake, and, you know, I had a dream, and James Brown appeared in the dream, and he basically was like, you're going to be good. You're going to be real good, but you ain't going to be as good as me. When I woke up from that dream, I was like, let's just do it. Don't think about it no more. So,
how long did it take you to leave James Brown after you finished filming the project?
I'm still working on that.
You still find yourself walking around the house?
Nah. For a month after we finished, I pretty much just, you know, I was silent. You know, I didn't talk a lot. I wasn't listening to any James Brown music. I made it a point to not do that. And the parts of characters always stay with you.
Chadwick Boseman is who we're talking to. The new movie is called Get On Up. It is the story of James Brown. I saw it. It is absolutely awesome. We were all floored by the movie, man. Like I said, it overtook my expectations all the way. And I think everybody should go see this movie.
I just want to say, too, like, the cast of this movie is amazing. Viola Davis, Octavia Spencer, Nilsson Ellis kills it, you know, plays Bobby Bird, Craig Robinson, Jill Scott, Black Thought, Aloe Black, Dan Aykroyd. It's you know, I had a great time with all. I'm probably leaving somebody out, but it was every day. It was a wonderful person, wonderful actor there to work with.
We're talking to Chadwick Boseman from the movie Get On Up. It's the James Brown story. Make sure you're checking it out this weekend. We still got more to talk to Chadwick about. Plus, James Brown Challenge, me versus Chadwick. We'll play that next, but right now, it's Schoolboy Q with Studio on 97.9 The Box.